In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
Filling in is Andy Pate, party of choice.
And I'm your host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush today. Does that sound like a car accident happening? Is that what it is when I host, Charlie? It is. Okay, yeah, good. I always kind of thought that. Hey, folks, and welcome to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. I want to ask you two questions today, just to start off, and then we're going to get into a lot of other things. We're going to be joined by Olivia Perez-Cubas from Winning for Women here shortly. Love her. She's awesome. And she's got some ideas on what the GOP women are going to talk about with taxes. Sound boring? It is not. It's going to be cool. But first, do you want Aaron Rodgers in Denver? This question actually matters because, folks, it could happen. It could really happen. One of the most, you know, plugged in sports writers for the Green Bay Packers said over the weekend that he puts the chances of Aaron Rodgers staying in Green Bay at about 5%. In other words, very low. And I think it's a little higher than that. But the number one place people are talking about for him coming is here in Denver. And I want to hear your thoughts. 303-477-5600. No, this isn't a sports show today. We're going to be talking a lot of politics. But it's important because he could be your quarterback. And I want to hear, do you think he is an instant Super Bowl or do you think he's a diva? Because a lot of people right now are looking at Aaron Rodgers as a diva. They're looking at him and saying, man, we don't want this guy around there. All he does is cry about his team, cry about his team, cry about his team. Really quick, let me clue you in here before we get into the political stuff. I probably know more about Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers than probably all but literally a handful of people in the entire state of Colorado. It's my team, okay? And let me just tell you just not a lot, but a little bit about Aaron Rodgers. Number one, he's not a diva. This is a guy, he's a lunch pail guy. He is a fighter. He's a guy who's going to fight like hell for your team to win on Sunday. And he'll do anything he can to bring that about. He really will. If you get him, you're going to like him. Number two, is he being unreasonable with the Packers? Or are the Packers being unreasonable with him? You see, because right now, if you look in the sports world, on sports media, everybody's taking one side or the other, and they all go to these extremes. Oh, the Packers, they've mistreated him. He's basically, you know, he's like a hostage somewhere in the Middle East, and he is trapped in a room somewhere, and they feed him with a plate through a slot, and poor Aaron Rodgers, and my gosh, they treat him so badly, and they don't get him the players he needs, they don't get him the wide receivers, they don't get him the targets, they don't get him linemen, they don't get him anything. Why, they just march him out alone on the field every Sunday, and he just gets clobbered. On the other hand, you have people say, they're doing fine. Aaron Rodgers is a diva. And it's all about Aaron Rodgers with him. That's all he cares about. Folks, this is important. Once again, I would say the odds are right now about 50-50 he is your quarterback this year. Why? Number one, because he's great and you have a team that if it has a great quarterback is probably going to win the Super Bowl. Number two, at the ninth pick in the draft this year, you had two elite quarterbacks sitting there waiting to be taken and you didn't take either of them. That tells me it's possible you have already cut a deal for Aaron Rodgers. So, getting back to Rodgers and the Packers, let me just spend a minute on this. That's all. Folks, sometimes there's no bad guy. I know everybody wants to split and say, oh, the Packers are being horrible to him. Oh, he's being a diva. He's horrible to them. Folks, sometimes there's no bad guy. Aaron Rodgers wants to leave Green Bay, I believe, No, he'll say it's because, you know, personal things with the management and all that, because he doesn't want to make it just winning, because that sounds like he doesn't care about the people in Green Bay. Folks, it's about winning. He is looking at Tom Brady. Tom Brady spent years winning too many games with New England because he's really good and so are they. And so they drafted near the bottom of the draft, and they just, over time, just couldn't keep up in talent with other teams. Meanwhile, Tampa Bay was able to draft at the top, have tons of talent. Tom Brady looked at that and said, I want to go there. My team's falling apart. They have a team ready-made. All they need is a QB. He went there. He won a Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers is looking at that, and right now he's looking at the Denver Broncos and a couple other teams, but you're leading the way. And he's looking at this Bronco team, and he's saying, unlike Green Bay, they have not been drafting in the last two or three picks in the round, in the draft every year for the last several years. They're talented. They're big. They're fast. They got receivers galore, man. They got so many guys I could throw to, I wouldn't even know who to pick. On every down, there'd be so many guys open. I'd have time to throw. I'd have a defense that gets me the ball back at the 40. Oh, my gosh, I want to go there. Now, the diva stuff. You know, he's coming out supposedly and saying, I will only stay if we fire the GM. He knows that's not going to happen. If he did say it, we don't know, right? Because it hasn't come from the horse's mouth. We get it third hand and all this. I do believe that he and his agent engineered that to be released to the press. I think that's likely. Why would he do that? Because he's trying to force his way out. And before we look at him as a stupid diva who's forcing his way out and being a bad guy, I want you to understand, John Elway was the quarterback of the Broncos for the longest time, and he forced his way out of getting picked, getting taken in, getting kept by the Colts. Same reason. He didn't want to play there. He looked there and he says, don't want to play there. I want to play in Denver. It worked out for him. That's what Aaron Rodgers is doing right now. So what we're going to see over the next few weeks is, can he pull it off? This guy, he's not a bad guy. They're not bad guys. They built a good, you know, they built as good a team as they could around him, but they drafted too low, folks. You can in 1 year get really good players because you pull all the right triggers, make all the right picks, but after a while, if you're drafting way below everybody else, you can't keep up. They tried. They couldn't put together the talent. They're not the bad guys. He's not the bad guy. But what he is a great guy who's trying to come to you. And there's actually a pretty fair chance, folks, that he's going to pull it off. He is working really hard because he wants to be a Bronco, maybe a Raider. That would be the backup. But I think he wants to be a Bronco. Okay. So I want to hear from you. Do you want Aaron Rodgers in Denver? Is he a diva or is he a Super Bowl waiting to happen? Our number here is 303-477-5600. Total text line is, Russ Treason text line is 307-200-8222. And my other question is this, and we'll get into this a little later in the hour. Jared Polis just extended the mask mandate, and I want to know your thoughts. Do you think it was a good idea? Do you think we must be protected from ourselves? Or do you think it was a bad idea and why? Let us know. But first, today's impossible question. Are you ready? Are you ready, Charlie? You look nervous. You okay? All right, here we go. Starting in 1885, boy, that goes back. This was originally marketed to cure hangovers and headaches. Starting in 1885, this was originally marketed to cure hangovers and headaches. Okay, here are the multiple choices. By the way, to take a look at these, you go to rushtoreason.com, and up at the top, there's a bar that goes along the top. You go over to the right on that bar, there is a question. You just hit on the question below, and it brings up this multiple choice, and you can just vote for one. Here they are. Baby aspirin. You know, I think that's more to cure the headaches of parents and adults, don't you, Charlie? Or, yeah, okay, he's nodding his head. Okay, tonic water, okay, it's different. Coca-Cola for headaches? I don't know. Dr. Pepper and other. Do you have a guess, Charlie? That's what I was going to say. Charlie and I both say Dr. Pepper. I'm saying it because it has the word doctor in it. I didn't know Dr. Pepper was around that long, though, was it? You see, I thought to cure hangovers and headaches, the answer would have been Catholic Mass the next morning. But I'm pretty sure that came around earlier, didn't it? It did? Okay, never mind, folks. Do not guess Catholic Mass. I am going to vote for Dr. Pepper. Let's see what you vote for over the next couple hours. We'll give you the answer in the third hour. But first, we've got Olivia. Perez Cubas. I always remember the Cubas part. I don't remember the Perez. I have no idea why. Olivia Perez Cubas is going to be coming up in the next segment. But first, folks, Golden Eagle Financial. You know how we guys don't like asking for directions? It's true, we don't. We don't do that with retirement, okay? Don't do that with retirement. I know we've handled our finances for decades, but this is a different road. Don't be that guy. Call Al Smith at Golden Eagle and let him show you the map to a happy retirement. 303-744-1128, or you can find Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com.
These three factors will determine the size of your nest egg in retirement: how much you set aside, what sort of return you get on that money, and the age you start saving. Now, you can't turn back the clock and start saving for retirement sooner, but you can start planning right now, whether you're 46 or 66. Ask Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial how to create a new tax-free income in retirement so you can make your money last. You've already done the heavy lifting by contributing to your 401k or IRA all these years. Now it would be wise to have another separate investment account funded with after-tax dollars so that in the event of a financial emergency, you don't need to borrow or extract funds that are earmarked for retirement. We have no idea what will happen to the tax code in the future, so make certain a portion of your assets will continue to grow tax-free and generate tax-free income in the future. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/money to set up a free consultation with Al Smith. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
All right, Barber's Foods, meat prices are rising, so it's time to pack that freezer. So why not pack it with the best? At Barber's, all those meats you thought you knew, well, you realize they can taste way better when they're raised and treated the right way. Call or text Barber's at 303-466-7338, or you can order online at barbersfoods.com. Barber's Foods. Load up your freezer with something new. Great, great taste.
For those select few who still care about how the animals were raised and cared for, BarbersFoods.com is perhaps the last place in Colorado you can go to buy air-chilled chicken, locally raised beef and bison, premium Duroc pork, and wild-caught salmon that are all sourced from families that they know personally. Let's face it, some things in life are gone and never likely to ever come back. Like houses in Denver that cost less than $100,000, or knowing your neighbor well enough to borrow a cup of sugar. But thanks to Barber's Foods, you can still know where your food comes from. Go to barbersfoods.com and click on April Specials at the top of the page to find ground beef and air-chilled chicken breast on sale. And for Mother's Day on May 9th, they have Mom's Favorite Beef Filet Tenderloins on sale. Some things are long gone, but you can still buy your meats from a local Colorado-owned family business. Barbersfoods.com, connecting you to your food since 1949.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
COVID and mask mandates and the vaccination and everything that we're struggling through distinguishes people from one another. In other words, strong people have really emerged stronger than ever through the pandemic. Weak people have gotten weaker.
Breaking news and what to make of it.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush. Olivia Perez Cubas is delayed. Charlie, is she calling in? Okay. Well, until we hear if she's calling back, I want to talk about Jared Polis and the mask order. Let me give you the news, and this is right off his site. Okay, so I'm taking it from the horse's mouth here. Governor Jared Polis announced that he has amended and extended the statewide mask executive order as Colorado continues to work toward increasing vaccinations. Remember when it was, you know, to protect us? Now it's like leverage to increase vaccinations. Keep that in mind. All right, the indoor mask order remains in effect for all schools statewide and certain other settings. Why? Let me mention this. Schools. Who goes to schools? Charlie, are those young people or old people? I kind of forget. Oh, young people. Those are young people. What is the risk level for young people and COVID? Oh, yeah. It's lower than they face while driving to the school in the morning. So how about if they just don't drive to the school? I don't know. The teachers don't want to. They want everything done from home. So maybe they'll wind up doing that. But right out of the gate, he says, I'm going to have this in effect for schools when they're the people who are at virtually no risk. Let's continue. For counties with greater than 35 cases per 100,000 people, the indoor mask order applies to groups of 10 or more. Okay, stop for a moment. 35 cases per 100,000 people. Once again, they're not talking about which people. Because all the boom, and it's not really a boom, okay, it's really a trickle compared to the numbers we saw last summer, but all the boom that they're talking about in rising cases is young people. Not saying it doesn't happen to anybody else. I'm talking about the boom, okay, the supposed surge in cases. It's young people, folks. It's young people. And that's why you've got hospitals across the state right now that have virtually no COVID patients. And if they get some, they get well. And by the way, let's keep in mind, those who don't get well, it's usually because of other things, primarily not COVID. I know I always say that, but we got to say it again. Continuing on. The indoor mask order applies to groups of 10 or more, get this, 10 or more unvaccinated people indoors, and there remains no outdoor mask order. Well, gee, thank you. This order is also further amended to allow indoor spaces where more than 10 people are present to go without masks. Oh, good. So long as, now here's the kicker, so long as 80% of those individuals are fully vaccinated. And the question must be asked, folks, how do you know who's vaccinated? Because what he's saying is, okay, you got a group of 10, if you got a group of 10 people or more, how dare you? First of all, you're a lawbreaker. They should put you in prison. Okay. If you have a group of 10 people or more and you're out at a restaurant, or you're out somewhere else, you're grouped together, you don't have to have masks as long as 80% of you are fully vaccinated. How are they going to find that out? Please. How are they going to find that out? There's only one way. Papers, please. And who's going to ask that? I mean, who's going to go to what becomes known as the Papers, Please restaurant, the Papers, Please bar and grill? Because you know where it's going to get out there. Man, when you go to this place, they ask if you've been vaccinated. You've got to prove that you've been vaccinated. I don't know, Mark of the Beast, whatever. I have no idea. What's the Mark of the Beast look like, Charlie? Is that on the forehead? Not sure. Okay. But it'll say vaccinated. I'm kidding, folks. I'm kidding. I'm not, you know, a conspiracy theorist. But what are they going to do? Are they going to have restaurants ask you for your papers to show that you are safe to get together in this group of 10 or more? Because if they don't do that, they have absolutely no way of knowing if you've all been vaccinated. And oh, by the way, if they ask you that, they've violated HIPAA laws because they're not allowed to ask you that. They're not supposed to ask you that. That's personal, private information. In the third hour, by the way, we're going to have Alan Dershowitz coming on. He's going to be talking some about Giuliani, some about his book. But a lot of what Alan Dershowitz, the great lawyer, discusses is your personal rights of privacy. They're very important. And the only way to enforce what our ridiculous governor wants here is to violate your privacy. There's no other way. Oh, okay. So let's say that we're not going to do it with restaurateurs. Or that poor shaking waitress who just wants to be nice, do her job, make a good tip, and make some money, right? Okay, we're not going to have her do it. Well, then who is going to? What, health officials? They're there to look at the kitchen. What do you think they're going to do? Health officials are going to go walking throughout the restaurant, and every time they see a group of 10 or more, papers, please? Right. What about the cops? How about the cops? Maybe cops are going to have to, you know, forget about busting people who are, you know, dealing crack cocaine or shooting and knifing people. Hey, by the way, you know, there are some people in, shall we say, the Democrat Party, sorry, but it's true, saying that knifing people, you know, that's between those two people. Leave them alone. I don't think it is between those two people. I kind of want the cops to, you know, stop things like that. So rather than stopping things like that and stopping drug dealing and stopping people who are driving crazy from running into people who are not, and doing all the things that cops are supposed to do to protect us. No, I know. We will change their uniforms to brown shirts and we'll have them going and marching. Actually marching. They could do that like you know, North Korean march and with the high step, and we could have the cops marching into restaurants and every time they see a group of 10 or more and check your papers. This is insane. Okay, but this is the mask order that our governor actually put out. He's serious. In spaces, indoor spaces, if 80% or more of the individuals in your group have proof of vaccination, you can take off the masks. Then you can take off the masks. I'm still asking it, folks. How do you find out if they've got masks? Okay, I don't think you're going to want the cops marching in doing the North Korean march. Besides, although that's great for the hamstrings, I want you to know that march is incredible for the hamstrings, just so you know. But I think the cops are healthy enough. So we don't want the cops doing it. We don't want the terrified waitress doing it. We don't want the health department certainly can't do it. They don't have the manpower. We don't want managers doing it. Oh, my gosh, talk about driving away their customers. Leave me alone. I'm eating. Okay, yeah, I've been vaccinated. By the way, I have not. I don't care. Okay? So if they're not going to do it, who is? Who is? Karen. What this is going to come down to is Karens who are sitting around you pointing, you know, and they can do it the, you know, like the everybody did in Body Snatchers, you know, and they make that sound and they point at you because you're not one of the body. And they can point at you and your group and say, have they been checked? Manager, excuse me, has this group been checked? Because I see they're not wearing masks and some of them are even smiling and that offends me too. So what I'd like you to do is ask them if they have 80% of them vaccinated. Karens. And you're going to have Karens at sports events. You're going to have Karens in restaurants. You're going to have Karens in businesses. You're going to have Karens in shopping malls. You're going to have Karens in churches. Oh, yeah. You're going to have Karens all over the place. And what are these Karens going to be doing? What are they going to be asking? They are now, according to Polis, supposed to keep an eye on groups of 10 or more and see that they are vaccinated. And you say, well, that's not what it says here, Andy. Really? How else are you going to do it? Who is going to make sure these groups are vaccinated? Folks, you don't put out an order that you have absolutely no way of enforcing. Let me read on here. Vaccines, it's coming from Polis's order, not only protect you and your loved ones from getting this deadly virus, but also allows Colorado to return back to normal. Jared Polis, you have no interest in Colorado ever returning to anything resembling normal. Even if we all got vaccinated, we were all perfect, and we all wore brown shirts to make you happy, guess what? A week later, you would say there's a new variant. Put your masks on. There's a new variant. It's COVID-19, you know, C or whatever. You'd never want us to go back to normal because I got news for you, Jared Polis. You never liked normal. When we had normal, people were happy. They were relaxing. By the way, you know when we had normal? I don't know if anybody remembers this. It was called the Trump administration. You go back about 15 months, everybody was having a good time. Remember that? There were jobs everywhere. Everybody was happy. Every single employee out there had like five businesses recruiting them and trying to get them to come work for them. Oh, we have that problem now, but not for the same reason. We have that problem now because they're all on unemployment that's paying them, you know, way above what unemployment does. And so you got all these businesses that can't find employees. Back then, we didn't do any of that. We weren't spending all your tax money on that. No, we had a booming economy, right? That's what we had. Jared, that was normal. That was normal. You don't like normal. Okay? Back then, it was incredible. Now, we have gone from normal, thanks to Jared Polis and governors like him, we've gone from that to a time when everybody is terrified of their own shadows. Unless, of course, their shadows have been vaccinated and don't get together in shadow groups of 10 or more. Jared Polis, you don't want normal. Vaccines, as he says, not only protect you and your loved ones from getting this deadly virus, they also allow us to return to normal. No, they do not. You don't care. Reaching a high level of immunity is what will allow for a life without masks. But before that is possible, many more Coloradans need to get vaccinated. Really? You know, down in Douglas County, Jared, they've already loosened things up. You go in restaurants there, yeah, because of your statewide order, you still got to wear a mask till you get to your table. That's it. Then you chill out. They don't space the tables out. They don't care if you wear a mask while you're at the table. There is none of that. Why? Well, first of all, they understand that this thing is not killing very many people. It's not endangering them. But more importantly, let's keep in mind, they're very responsible down there. They have over 90% of their elderly, that's the people primarily at risk, have been vaccinated in Douglas County. Here's a concept, Jared. I know this sounds impossible. How about we vaccinate the people, you know, voluntarily, vaccinate the people who are at risk? Not everybody. How about we shelter the vulnerable rather than sheltering the entire society from the vulnerable? Unreal. Let me get to the end of this here, and then we'll go to break. He says, other directives from the last executive order remain in effect. Oh, wonderful. Mask wearing continues to be required in all counties and schools, including extracurricular activities. Oh, gosh. So young people playing sports have to wear masks and have a harder time breathing when they are at virtually 0.00 whatever risk. Okay. Child care centers. That's another place you got to wear them. Makes equal amount of sense. Indoor children's camps. Boy, he really wants to mask the kids. Public-facing state government facilities. I guess any facility where they face the public. Yeah, but every one of those you go into, you're behind like seven sheets of glass. I have no idea how. Never mind. Okay. Congregate care facilities, prisons, jails. You know, having these guys in prison, I mean, you know, I generally believe they belong there, assuming the system worked. But haven't they been through enough? Now you want to slap a mask on them. Whatever. Emergency medical and other healthcare settings. Whoa, one that actually matters. I'm for that. And personal services and limited healthcare settings as defined, yada, yada, yada. Okay. In counties with 1 week disease incidence rate, in rates in excess of 35 per 100,000. Okay, I'm not going to read the rest. Bottom line is he's saying that it doesn't matter who in the group is getting this. Doesn't matter how young, how healthy, how whatever. If they're getting it, if you get 35 in 100,000 at that rate, we've got to put you through all these things. And Karens can basically point the finger and say, have 80% in that group been vaccinated? This is nuts. He's nuts. Folks, we need a new governor. 2022 is coming. Please, please, please vote him out. Thank you. Okay, moving on next. American National Insurance, folks with fires, blizzards, and just things going wrong, you need someone who always treats you right. Make sure you have the coverage you really need in unpredictable times by calling Paul Leuenberger at 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance offers a rebate program unlike any other. Every year that you don't file a claim, you get a certain percentage of your money back. Just one example of how Paul Leuenberger, the personal insurance agent of John Rush, keeps your rates so low. He rewards his customers for their diligence and responsibility. Paul can also help you strategize about when to file a claim and when to pay out of pocket so you save more money in the long run. You don't want to shop online for insurance because you have no idea what you're buying. You need Paul Leuenberger with American National, the no surprises insurance agent. Call 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789. And ask Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance for details about his unique rebate program for home and auto insurance. Talk to somebody with the expertise to advise you so you get the coverage you expect.
All right, Michael Bailey Law. We all put things off, don't we? Especially writing our will. You always think, man, I'll get to it. And then we don't get to it. But if you call Michael Bailey, he'll give you something you'll enjoy the rest of your life. Peace of mind. So call Michael Bailey at 720-730-7274. Or you can find him at klzradio.com. Peace of mind. Don't put it off.
You're planning a date night with your wife, trying to decide between dinner and a movie or meeting with Michael Bailey, KLZ's mobile estate planner, to set up a will or trust and establish medical and financial powers of attorney. You could either enjoy some food and entertainment or come face to face with your own mortality. It is possible to do both. Get your affairs in order now so you can carry on with the fun stuff. KLZradio.com/estate.
What is happening with the forensic audit of the Arizona election? Kim Munson here. Tuesday, senior investigative reporter with the Epoch Times and host of Crossroads, Josh Philip, will explain. Susan Kochevar, owner of the historic 88 Drive-In Theater, will be in studio to co-host the show. Show sponsors Jen Hewlin, Water's Edge Winery, and Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors share the latest happenings in their businesses. That's Tuesday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m. right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Communication is power. Want to be a better communicator? Check out Liberty Toastmasters. Find more details at kimmunson.com. Toastmasters, where leaders are made.
And welcome back to Rush Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush. Let's talk a little bit more COVID. Are you ready? Charlie, can I play this? All right, this is an interview that was over the weekend, I believe, with Joe Biden. And they're talking about a lot of things, but then they get onto the topic of masks. Here we go. This, by the way, is on the Today Show. Here we go.
Guidance this week about outdoor mask wearing. Yeah. A lot of folks excited that they can now shed these masks if they've been double vaccinated. Are you going to be one of these folks now? We no longer going to see the President of the United States outside with a mask on?
Sure. Sure. I mean, but what I'm going to do, though, because the likelihood of my being able to be outside and people not come up to me is not very, very high. So it's like, look, you and I took our masks off when I came in because look at the distance we are. But if we were, in fact, sitting there talking to one another, close.
By the way, really quick, folks, you should look at the distance they are. They could warm up their arms playing catch with the ball right now. Okay. I mean, the paranoia is unbelievable, but continuing on.
So I'd have my mask on, and I bet you'd have a mask, even though we've both been vaccinated. And so it's a small precaution to take that has a profound impact. It's a patriotic responsibility, for God's sake. It's making sure that your wife, your children, if in fact they haven't been.
Wait a minute. What, did he just say it's a patriotic responsibility to wear your mask and double mask when you're together with you and other people have been vaccinated? I mean, he really said that. This is unbelievable. I'm sorry, folks, but does anyone remember when patriotism actually involved, well, you know, love of country? Instead of adding several steps to stop you from, you know, stop something you've already stopped. I mean, supposedly you've already stopped it, right? I got vaccinated. I got double vaccinated. My gosh, I think I should be okay. I mean, I literally want to go to every intersection and add several stop signs and stoplights in every direction so we can be patriotic. Wait, there's the light's green? Well, stop anyway to show you love America. This is insane. These people do things having nothing to do with patriotism and then call it patriotic. Charlie, have you noticed this? They never do anything that is patriotic, ever. Ever. Because there's never any love of America. Anytime you talk with them, and I know this, folks, I've spent a lot of times at, shall we say, the dinner table, you know, with, you know, groups or whatever, Democrat groups. It's always blame America, blame America, blame America. It's never love America until they're doing a campaign commercial. Okay? These people do nothing resembling patriotism, then they call it patriotic. They do nothing remotely resembling Catholicism, then they call it Catholic. They spend spectacular amounts past what they bring in, then they call it budgeting, right? They literally just grab words people like. They do this, guys, they do. Patriotism, budgeting, faith, family, and then they spew them out with no connection to their meaning at all. But hey, it's okay. Because Joe Biden says doing things to stop spreading something you've already stopped is patriotic. Unbelievable. Guys, forget about getting us a real president. We're well past that. Just get us something that's, you know, some semi-functioning biped. Because this is crazy. Here he's saying, as long as you've been, I mean, and he thinks he's actually giving freedom here. As long as you've been vaccinated and I've been vaccinated and we are distanced, you know what? I think we can take our masks off. But not for long, because that won't look good. We need to put them back on, you know, when the public's watching and the cameras are flashing, because that way we're being patriotic. Oh, we need a new president. Can someone please get me a new president? Because this guy is nuts. Okay, let's talk about somebody who's not going to be president, and that would be Mitt Romney. Charlie, did you see this, what happened over the weekend to this guy? Do you have a clip of it, or... Okay, I got a little clip. What? Oh, Charlie says he could boo for us. Tell you what, everybody who's out there driving right now, wherever you are, just boo. Okay, wait, a little louder. Okay, I can hear it. Good. Okay, that's basically what happened. He was speaking at the Utah GOP conference, okay? I mean, these are all his peeps. And by the way, we got to keep in mind, these people who attend these things are generally what we say a little more establishment. And I don't say that in a bad way, okay? I'm talking people who are hardworking, people who have really logged the hours to try to help the party. Here's how they responded when Mitt Romney was brought up on stage. See, you hear about half of them clapping and about half are booing. Here's the boos. Okay. All right, you get the idea. They were not happy with him. Well, just a second here. Let me take that off. I want to make sure I get that off so it doesn't keep playing. And it's off. Okay. Well, he told them, you can boo. This is quoting Romney. He says, you can boo all you like. I've been a Republican all of my life. My dad was the governor of Michigan, and I was the Republican nominee for president in 2012. You hear what he just did there? My goodness. The man is actually reading his resume to these people. Mitt, let me talk to you right now, okay? I don't know if you're hearing me. Someone pass this along to Mitt. Help him out. Mitt, they want loyalty, not your resume, okay? And certainly not your dad's resume. They don't care about that. How oblivious can any human being be? Here you've got largely party insiders who are at this thing, not general Utah GOP voters. Largely party insiders. The very people who, quite honestly, have been working with Mitt Romney for many years. They had a vote on whether or not to censor him because he voted to impeach Trump. And it almost passed. It came up, I think it lost like 52-48%, roughly, thereabouts. It came close with this crowd. His crowd, Utah Republicans, at a meeting of people who are party insiders. And he almost got censured. What do you think that means is going on out in the party? It's way worse, folks. It's way worse. They're mad. They're mad. They want him gone. Mitt, just take it from somebody who knows. You're done. Okay? They don't want you anymore. It's not about Trump. One thing that really gets me is these people think it's all about loyalty to Trump, that all these people who don't like him and are booing, all they care about is Trump. They're just a cult. No, man, they're not a cult. Okay, they're not. We don't have posters of Donald Trump all over the country saying hope on it. Okay, we don't have kids going, Donald J. Trump. We don't do things like that. We're not the cult. Okay. All these people are saying is this, Mitt, we're not asking you to agree with Donald Trump and everything. That's nuts. Just be loyal. Be loyal. You know, at one point, the boos, and I wish that I couldn't find the clip that really showed this because you're not hearing the loud boos. The loud boos came when Mitt said, now, as you know, I was not in favor of our past president's character issues. And the boos soared down. Why? Because Mitt, his character issues, what character issues? Yeah, he was a playboy as a young guy and all that. We knew all that. That was long since past. He's been a happily married man for the longest time. We don't care. But Mitt, you supported a guy behind the scenes. Let's face it, you did, okay? As overtly as you could, and you embraced him the second he got elected. Joe Biden, you supported him. This is a guy who took $1 billion of taxpayer money and used it as leverage to get a guy who was investigating his son in Ukraine fired. That's character for you. Come on. This is a guy who also empowered his son to go throughout the Orient and places like that and sell his influence, peddle his influence, the Biden name, to make connections. And I mean, that's not asserted. That's shown on texts and emails and so forth. They showed that these people literally provided big contracts and big, you know, all kinds of money and all kinds of things, showered it down on Hunter Biden, who met during that time. What was Hunter Biden doing with all this money? This dad who you supported, who you like, whose character issues for you are not a problem. You think that he's bringing character back to the White House. He sent his son out there in the land of unbelievable wealth when his son was a drug addict and a sex addict. And so his son is out there with absolutely no limits on how he can live and what he can do. You don't have him in a place getting seen to and taken care of. I mean, he should have been, let's face it, Hunter Biden is a deeply troubled guy. And by the way, I feel bad for anybody. I've never had my life, you know, go there. I've never done these drugs or whatever. But I feel sorry for people whose lives fall apart like that. I do. I feel sorry for Hunter Biden. But apparently his dad didn't, because rather than have Hunter, and by the way, his mom didn't either, okay? Joe and Jill instead have their son sent out to be with some of the most disreputable people on the planet, who shower them in unbelievable amounts of money so that they can buy access from his dad. And their son is an incredible drug addict and sex addict, and they know it. Mitt, you were worried about Donald Trump's character. Now, by the way, Mitt, I noticed that you weren't worried about the character of Barack Obama, who, you know, had Trump spied on. Okay, so you weren't worried about Obama and your buddy Joe Biden, who used the FBI to spy on the Trump campaign with absolutely no valid reason. They had nothing. What did they have? They had documents that had been put together by his opposition, the Hillary Clinton campaign. I won't go down that whole road again, but you have just supported and backed and embraced, because you did embrace, the most unscrupulous, dishonest, corrupt president we have had come into office in my lifetime. I mean, Richard Nixon, my gosh, he doesn't come close to this. But Mitt Romney, you're okay with that. You're totally okay with that. Mitt, when they're booing on you, and I'll close with this, it's not about Trump. It's not, oh, you have to like Trump because we're a cult and we love Trump, and oh, you're not Trumpy enough and you got to be more Trumpish and you got to say, no, it's loyalty. If you don't have evidence, and by the way, you had none that he caused the riots on January 6th. There was no evidence that Trump was involved at all. He told them to march peacefully, patriotically. His organization had no connection whatsoever to those organizations that were pushing the violence. None. It's all proven. It's all right there, Mitt. You had absolutely nothing except the fact that you don't like the guy. And based on that, you say he has character flaws. Well, Mitt Romney, I'm going to say this right now. If you can come down on Trump, who, by the way, I don't agree with all the time, but if you can come down on him, but you can embrace Joe Biden, you have the character flaws. A good shop is up next. Accidents happen, but don't you wish you were prepared when they do? Don't you wish that? Let Al Sturm and A Good Shop help. Go to their website on your phone, download their mobile estimating app, and this will walk you through what steps to take should that fender bender occur. It's pretty cool. Then you'll know exactly what to do. You're not going to be panicked. You know exactly, okay, I just go through this. Now I get my estimate right up front. Call Al at 720-541-7697, or you can find them at klzradio.com. Bad accident? You need a good shop.
You've already been through a collision. Now give yourself the gift of a gorgeous vehicle inside and out. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop Auto Body continue to earn OE certifications for name brands like Subaru, Ford, and many others, so they can get your vehicle back to pre-loss condition with the parts and service recommended by your manufacturer. Now A Good Shop offers full detailing as an add-on service so your vehicle feels like new. Click on the free virtual estimate button now at klzradio.com/collision and ask for a full detailing service, including carpet shampooing for the entire interior or trunk, or upgrade to include a ceramic coating that will keep your paint in shiny new condition. Al and his team want to give every customer the wow factor of a vehicle that feels like new. Mention KLZ in your virtual estimate request for $100 off your repairs. A good shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring.
All right, Novus Auto Glass. You know, your windshield is one of those things where every time you get it replaced, you realize how bad you would let it get. It's true, right? I mean, if you notice that, Charlie, I do. Every time I get it replaced, oh my gosh, it's like there's no windshield in front of me. I can just see the world. Well, all those chips mounting up over time, you even got used to squinting at the road during your commute. I mean, it's terrible. Well, don't let your windshield get that bad. Get it fixed at Novus. That's N-O-V-U-S. And see what you've been missing. Contact Novus Auto Glass at rushtoreason.com/Novus.
As the inventor of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass saves you money by repairing chips and cracks whenever possible. With their patented glass repair technology, Novus can tackle tougher cracks than the competition. In some cases, they can repair cracks up to a foot long, but you have a much better chance at a repair by acting fast. Something as simple as going through a car wash could make your little chip or crack irreparable. For KLZ listeners only, Novus will send you a packet of protective windshield stickers for free. Little pieces of specially designed tape to cover any chips or cracks as soon as they appear, like a bandage for your glass. Request your free windshield patches now at klzradio.com/glass. No matter what sort of damage you're dealing with, there's never any risk with a Novus repair. Should your windshield repair fail, they will credit the cost toward a replacement. klzradio.com/glass.
Managers control their employees. Leaders empower them. John Rush will teach you how to run your business as a leader, not manager, so you have the freedom to do what you love. You went into business for yourself because you wanted freedom, but right now your business couldn't last one day without your involvement. Learn how to stop micromanaging and give your employees more responsibility so you can step back and enjoy yourself. Send an email to john@rushtoreason.com.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's afternoon rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush. And right now, I want to take a look at a few COVID facts on masks, because we've been talking about this. We have a governor right now who wants you to slap that thing on for another 30 days. Okay. Well, you know what? It's not just a liberty thing for me. It's not like, ooh, I don't want to wear it. It's not comfortable. It's more than that. If there was data that said, number one, that COVID, not with a bunch of, comorbidities, but COVID on its own, it's like the plague of Europe. It's actually wiping out millions of people, okay, on its own. And by the way, we do believe COVID exists. It just makes things worse. It's a respiratory virus. But if we knew that it was really wiping people out, and if we knew, if you wore that mask, you'd stop it. You'd stop it cold, or you'd really restrain it. It'd be really helpful. Folks, then I would consider it. I would consider it a good thing. When I get angry at this stuff, it's not because I just want my liberty and I don't care how that affects you. It's because it doesn't work. Let's look at some numbers. Okay, this just came out from, let me see here, because there's a new study. Hang on. And I'm not finding it. Okay, here we go. It's on student masking. I'm trying to find the source of the study. I've got the study in front of me, and I just want to make sure that I got it right. COVID spread in schools. Okay, it's from Brown University professor Emily Oster. And let's see here. All she did was compile the numbers. Okay, so it's not like her numbers. These are just numbers. And she was looking at, when masks are required or not required, what is the difference in transmission? Okay. Which is a good thing to do. Because, folks, I know we want to blame, and by the way, the administration has tried to blame, and so has Polis, those people who aren't wearing masks, they say are causing all the spread. And by the way, now it's getting to where those people who aren't getting vaccinated are causing all the spread. And They're trying to push this on people. Really quick with the vaccinations before I tell you these numbers. It's becoming a leverage technique. What they're saying is this. I am going to give you much more freedom to live your life if we can get up to a certain level of vaccinations, right? This or that percentage. So if we get, say, 80 or 90%, he said 80, vaccinated, that's in total, not just the vulnerable groups, like the elderly. No. 80% total, then I'm going to give you more freedom. What is he hoping? And it might actually work. He's hoping that then you will go to your neighbor and say, you're holding us back if you don't get vaccinated. He wants you, and by he, I'm talking, you can pick your choice, Biden or Polis, okay? He wants you to pressure them. He wants you to pressure other people. And these other people are just like, well, they may be saying, I'm perfectly healthy. I'm not worried about it. Or another one is saying, I've already had COVID. I'm totally immune. I'm more immune than if you get the vaccine. Doesn't matter. Or they could be saying, gee, I have, you know, concerns about the vaccine. It's highly experimental. I'm not sure about how I'm going to react to it. Some people have had bad reactions, most not, but that's okay. I don't want to take that chance. Not worth it to me. Or another person may just say, you know what? Get out of my personal life. And by the way, that's the foundation of our country. Get out of people's lives. I mean, we built a whole country on it. Most successful country on the planet. Maybe getting out of people's lives is a good thing. So anyway, here's that person who's saying all these things to you. And what does Jared Polis want you to do? He wants you going to them and basically saying, in a nutshell, man, if you just get vaccinated, we could get to 80%. You're holding us back. We could get to 80% and get our lives back. How dare you? You're keeping me from getting back to normalcy. Isn't that it? It is. They're trying to divide us. So what they do is they put out percentages. We get this percentage vaccinated, you get this much freedom. You do this much of what I want, you get that much freedom. You do a little bit more of what I want, you get a little bit more freedom. Here's my question. Why didn't we have the freedom in the first place? Right? Okay. Really quick here. On low or moderate community transmission, there were almost 5,600 responses on this. That means there's very low spread of it in this group, this test group. You got three test groups, okay? No masks required, and masks required had virtually identical results. Okay, so first of all, when there's low transmission, and you got to keep in mind, a lot of people simply are not very, you know, endangered by this. Some are more. In those groups, no difference whatsoever. Okay, let's go to the middle group. Substantial community transmission. So it's substantial. It's not overwhelming. It's not, you know, the end times or anything, but they're substantial in this kind of community. When masks are required versus masks not being required, well, you'd probably see a big difference, right? Why, that mask is protecting you. Nope. No difference. No difference. In fact, the group that had the mask being required, and they're looking at two groups here, by the way. They're looking at colleges. So students or faculty, all right? Among students and faculty, when masks are required, students, it was the same. Faculty, actually, transmission was a little bit higher. I'm just kind of eyeballing it here because I don't have the exact numbers. It looks about 10% higher if you have... if masks are required than if they are not. Okay, last group, high community transmission. Okay, this is either in places or amongst, groups where they're very susceptible. It's really moving through them. Okay, no masks, students and faculty, masks, students and faculty. Here's the result. In both cases, the masks required group had a higher, not lower, higher transmission rate. Okay. With the students, it was about 25-30% higher. With the faculty, it was about 80% higher, over 80. If you make them wear masks, and John and I have always talked about this, you know, they're fumbling with it, they're touching their face and so forth. Folks, it's not conspiracy kook stuff. Okay, the mask isn't helping. It's restraining you. It's not making you better. The study just came out and said, You're transmitting it even more if you're wearing the masks. There's the numbers. All right. That's it for hour number one. Sorry about that. That's it for hour number one. If you missed this hour, it's going to replay at 6 o'clock. Coming up next, we talk to climate. We talk climate change. Oh, I'm going to love this with Dr. Patrick Moore. And then Richard Rush will bring us up to speed on how the Broncos did in the NFL draft. Until then, keep it right here on Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.